Iron Beak was stalking the edge of the abbey pond. The silver glint in the waters told him that there were fish about. He marvelled at the abundance of food the earth crawlers had within the walls of the Redstone Place. Orchards, gardens, a great storehouse in the area below stairs, even a pond with good water and fish for the taking. Sometime soon it would all belong to him. He looked about in admiration, staring at the strong outer wall that would keep other earth crawlers out. His quick dark eye caught a movement over by the main gate. The big striped dog had materialised practically out of thin air. It was carrying something. Ironbeak crouched in the reeds and watched intently. Constance took a quick glance around to check no beast was observing her. Swiftly, she unlocked the gatehouse door and slid inside with the armour. The door closed behind her. Ironbeak could see the key still sticking out of the lock. Seizing his opportunity, he rose and glided silently across to the gatehouse. The deed was accomplished in a trice. The raven leader slammed the door. Sticking his beak into the handle ring of the heavy iron key, he gave it a swift turn and withdrew it from the lock. There was a scrambling noise from inside, then the sound of paws pounding against the solid timbers of the door as the badger called out,
"Cornflower, is that you? Stop playing about and open this door. Come on, I know it's you."
Iron Beak soared off jubilantly with the key looped on his beak. Now that the enemy he feared so much was out of the way, there was no beast strong enough to withstand a sudden attack. Truly, Mangus's visions were becoming reality. Inside the gatehouse, Constance had her eye to the keyhole. She could see nothing. Whoever had locked her in was gone, for it was quiet outside. The badger ran to the window. Redwall Abbey was a long distance from the gatehouse. It stood serene and peaceful across the lawns beyond the pond. The window was too small for a fully grown badger to break and crawl through, so she began exploring the place. Other small windows in each of the bedrooms proved useless. Constance noted the chimney vent in the cosy hearth, but it was out of the question. A badger of her dimensions would be jammed right away. She tried the door again. It was solid, with flooring spikes and iron bands fixed to the stout oak timbers. After exploring every possibility, Constance resigned herself. There was a jug of water and plenty of dried fruits in the cupboard. She sat at the living room window, watching and waiting for help to appear.
"Strike, red kite, Vana fly again. Must fly, Sissy May."
Sister May scrubbed her paws wearily.
"No, no, you naughty bird. You must rest until the wing heals. Now be still or you get no supper."
"Don't want supper. Wanna fly."
The abbot and Brother Rufus sat with John Churchmouse, taking their supper at a barrel top. John rubbed the back of his neck.
"Phew! I wish that bird was a sparrow instead of a great red kite. It would have been much easier."
Abbot Mordalfus took a long draught of October ale.
"It was difficult, John, but I think it was worthwhile. You did a marvellous job putting those new pinion feathers in place. Did you take all your instructions from Methuselah's book?"
John shrugged modestly.
"Not exactly, Father Abbot. I did invent a little fish glue to reinforce the twine that I tied them with, though I actually did manage to get the feather ends into the cavities of the old ones. They should take and be as good as new by the end of season. What about you, Rufus? How did it go with the break?"
Brother Rufus munched wild cherry flan.
"Excuse me. We used fishbone and feather quill to repair it. Everything was a bit messy, but quite straightforward when you have our abbot to help you."